Praise the Lord, everybody. As Greg would say, hallelujah, fire in the house. So before I share with you what God has given me to share with everyone, along with myself, I have a song, a video that I would like for you all to engage in.
So we lift you high to Yahweh. So we lift you high, Yahweh, and we lift you high, to Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high, it's Yahweh, and we lift you. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. And you alone deserve the honor. You.
You know, God is a great God. You know, every time I listen to that song, it just brings me to tears and always bring me back to the remembrance of when Apostle taught us that Yahweh is I am that I am, and I will be that I will be. And there's no one like him. So today, I'm coming out of Psalms 27. And everyone can thank Greg for this message of last week when he talked about us being transparent and then talking about really, you know, knowing what ground, what type of ground are we? And when a seed comes, how does it grow? Or how does the seed take reaction to the ground it's thrown upon? And if it comes out of good soil, what seeds, though you've come out of good soil, what seeds that you give when it's thrown upon a ground, what type of seeds are you throwing? Because we have good seeds and bad seeds. But it came out of transparency, and it come out of a hard place. And so when he was talking about hard, you know, transparency, then I'm thinking about, you know, I was going through a tough time. And so I was asking God this week, and I'm like, what am I going to share with your people? You know, I'm not a teacher. I don't go in there and, you know, and go in there and just dissect stuff. So, you know, what am I to share with the people? I ask him that every time that I am to, you know, stand before someone or even in a conversation talking to someone. I always ask God, you know, what am I going to say? And I always speak from my spirit. So one thing that I want us all to know, and it may sound funny coming from this text, but one thing that I want you all to know if you don't hear anything else today is that we have no ceiling over us and that we are possibilities beyond limitations. So Psalms 27, I didn't do it the right way as we will talk, give historical content. So basically, this is a psalm that 27 psalm is a psalm that David wrote. And he wrote this particular psalm during a time when he was in trouble and everything seemed dark, dark for the king who once was a shepherd boy. So this was a psalm that he wrote coming out of a tough time. And it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So then going back again, this is from a teaching that Apostle taught us, is to go look up the word in its original tense and find out what it means. So I'm going to read it to you in something that I've learned and to help us along the way. So it says, the Lord, God of my salvation, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord God of my salvation is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came upon me to eat of my flesh, even my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, the God of my salvation, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, God of my salvation, all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, God of my salvation, and to inquire in his temple. For he shall hide me in his privilege, a shelter for a period of time, in the times of trouble. In the secret In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies and round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord, God of my salvation. Hear, O Lord, God of my salvation, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, God of my salvation, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, O God, my God of salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord God of my salvation will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, God of my salvation, and lead me in thy plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies or false witnesses are risen up against me, and such a breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord, God of my salvation, in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. I am that I am, will be what I will be, of what I will be. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. I am that I am, and I will be that will I will be. So I read that in its entirety. But I probably won't go through all of it because a lot of this is something that I want to reflect on us in our everyday life. So I did take some notes, but I want us to find out like where we are and how this can help us, because all of us has come into a has experienced, you know, some things where we thought that we weren't going to come through. Even though we know deep in our hearts that God would never leave us and God would never forsake us. But sometimes when we say it could be a cliche until the struggle is real. Until you find yourself, we can tell people, you know, take heart, be of good courage because God is with you. We really believe that. And it's easy for us to believe it and impart that in someone else. But when we come into a struggle, it's hard for us to sometimes to apply that to our very selves. So it says, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. And it says, this statement does not occur in the other places of idea. Idea may be found in Isaiah 60:1, but that's not what I want to get to. I want to say the Lord is my light. And the light has been well called to profoundly the beautiful name of God, of my salvation. So whom shall I fear, and who can be against us? So when we get in a hard place, do we remember that God is our light and that he is our salvation? He is the God of our salvation. I didn't. And even though here's what I'm saying, is that when we get into a hard place, it's easy for us to come in here and worship out of a hard place because it is with family and it is good for us. But in the midnight hours when we are shaking and that thing keep pounding and pounding and pounding, we don't always pray to the God of our salvation. We focus more on that struggle. Why? Because that struggle is pounding every day, intensely, immersely. Has anybody ever found ourselves in that place? I mean, being truthful, have we ever found ourselves in that place? And it says, you know, but we have to remember, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. Not certainly man or the struggles that come up against us, truly, us as sons of God, what place does it have in our life? It can do nothing. It can do nothing. No other gods, no other non-entities, no devils, for they can do nothing but by God's permission. Why? The Lord is the strength of our life. Do we remember that when that struggle is pushing up against our back door? Do we remember that? When somebody really can get to the depth of our soul and causes us to and just bring something out of us, sometimes we make him be calm, but that we can remain calm and sometimes we can give the right response. But after you leave that situation and you govern yourself and you're like, okay, I did not act seemly because, you know, I'm a Christian, you know, I'm saved, I'm a son. I'm not going to allow anyone's behavior dictate, you know, what's going on with me now. But the thing about it is that sometimes when we go home, it still plays in our mind. So we really didn't let it go. We just performed. Because in actuality, when we're in that struggle and we call on the God of our salvation, you understand me? Even though we act accordingly, when we truly leave, it doesn't stay in our mind. Because we have to learn how to forgive and forget right there. And then anything that they continue to do, then at the end of the day, God will make your enemies your footstool. He will make your enemies at peace with you. And it says that the Lord is the strength of my life. It means the stronghold. And it says he is our defense. His loving kindness is our fortress and in our shelter in whom we take refuge. And it says, you will put me out of the net. You will pull me out of a net that others secretly set before us. That is our light. He's always mindful of us. He's always going before us making provisions. But I come to find that It's a little crossroad there with our struggles. Because as Apostle always says, that we are to subdue it and not subdue us. But sometimes we partially get it. Because we can do something for a minute or a second and say, okay, we got the victory. But then 2 or 3 days later, as Greg says, the enemy comes back and play in your mind and think, you know, am I going to tear down this lie? Or am I going to roll with it? So, okay. And then it says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh. Okay. They stumbled and they fell. Why? Because he will pull us out of a net that has secretly been designed and laid for us. I'm going to do a little bit of my notes. Now, what I'm reading right now is what encouraged me because of the simple fact of some things that I have been facing on my job. Because one thing about it, I'm not going to always say it's the enemy, but sometimes it's just the way. Have you ever met somebody that just didn't click with you and you didn't know why? You don't know why. And you know, you yourself, you're pleasant, you're nice, and you just don't know why. But one thing that I can testify, because I lived it, keep being nice and don't take it. That's what I'm talking about, that struggle. When your enemies come up against you, because guess what? When you are the light and the light of Christ, you know, comes out of you, and you know, because some people don't think that people can genuinely be happy, and people don't think that people can genuinely be nice. People really think that, and I'm telling you, the ones that do that, you know, I think that's a contrast of spirits, because honestly, because you know, evidently something's not wrong right with you, because you're on the negative side, and anything that's negative, that is not of Christ. So then you come bumping, and then what things about it is that when we stay before the Lord, when we stay in the presence of the Lord, I'm telling you, I can understand why it don't overtake you. And when you cut that crossroad out of saying, you know, I'm not going to give my energy to that, I'm not going to think about that, that's when God will lay that safety net, and he will have people on your side fighting for you, a fight that you don't even have to fight. And it make your enemy at peace with you. I did get that right, y'all. And you know why? Because I had other struggles of contention that I was paying attention to. Okay? But it says, okay, let me go back up. But it did say, it says, his experience of God had been aimed light in the dark, in the darkest periods of his life. And what? Light is a revealing power for guidance. Salvation from his greatest dangers, temporal and spiritual strength, the power that had upheld his life while falling into weakness and despair. Experience conformed and rewarded the faith which he had in God. When experiences coincide with our faith, then we are at our strongest, but the faith always lives above the experience. So that's when that struggle is there. You understand? We have to have our, that's when our faith rises above the experience. And I'm always like this. We have to trust in the God in whom we serve. That is something that I hold dear to my heart. That our faith in God, and the true and living God of the one we served, and the one that we're being conformed in the image of, as Apostle always teach us, that we are being, that we should live our lives daily, every day, to be conformed in the image of Christ. And that faith and that movement towards that should cause us to rise above the experience. But we got to remember that when that struggle is banging on our door, when our soul and our emotions are just going haywire and want to do whatever it want to do. And it says, because I went above myself, I did took little notes to try to go with what I'm talking about. Growing, learning. Okay. It says, in his experience of his enemies, their most furious and savage onsets had been baffled. This also was God. And the explanation was they were wicked and he was righteous. This thought was fundamental to his faith, that God would not permit the evil to triumph over the good. And his experience, this is in the past, gave him confidence for the future. So basically, we all know that we are all righteous because God is righteous. Amen. We are in him. He is in us. That makes us righteous. But that does not stop the enemies that come up upon us from being ill-willed and try to do harm to us. And so in David's past victories, you know, God has always provided. So that was the faith that he took a hold of for all future victories, because God was for him in the past. So he know he's a God of now, today, and forevermore. Amen. So, and then it says, though okay, so again, that goes, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. In the first burst of joy at his recent victory, the host which remains unconquered seemed all like accountant. Let them advance. Let them encamp about me. In his heart, he was not afraid. But when the joy has had full vent, there is a reaction. The enemies then appeared formidable. And God said, is besought against them. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. So have we ever felt like, honestly, that there was a war that we couldn't win, a situation where we just couldn't win? You know, even though we know, but it was just that we just felt as though we were lost. And we know that God is almighty. We know that he's victorious. But as again, as I said, when it comes and it's hovering over your back. And the thing it says that David, in his heart, he was not afraid. You know, we're not afraid. Have you ever been like, you weren't afraid, but that thing was over your back? You're like, this got me. It don't got, you know, you get harking between two opinions. I don't know if I'm going to win this one. I don't, you know, it's just hard. You know, you're not afraid, but you're saying, okay, this one's just not going to work out the way that I desire it to. But then we got to go back and remember training our minds that he will pull us out of a net that was secret laid before us. Because some things we try to do in our own strength. And I believe that some prayers, then we pray that we just do them, but we don't strategically aim to dismantle the very struggle that comes to take us out. And that's the thing, though a host should encamp against us, my heart shall not fear. So can we say that our soul should make a boast in the Lord? But the only way our soul is going to make a boast in the Lord is if it's lined up with our spirit. Amen. You remember? Because that soulish is a soulish thing that can rock us from time to time. I'll let Apostle teach more on that. But it says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Right? Hold on. That I may dwell in the house of the God of my salvation all the days of my life. So, with that, it talks about, one thing that we desire, because we show up, even though we're the church, we show up every week to the house of the Lord to gather, to gain strength for one another, to obtain knowledge, to give knowledge, to heal, to deliver, to set free. We attend to either receive it or to give it. So that's the thing where it says that we could basically what? Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And so many times in scriptures, we could say, oh, under the shadow of his wing will he hide me. In the pavilion, he shall hide me. But one thing that I think that we have to realize is that even when he take us into that place, it's a temporary place for us to gird ourselves up, for us to go out and do what it is that he needs to do. Because his presence is forever with us. But when we're hitting, it's a place for us to regain our strength. Am I helping anybody? It says for, and here it is, because it says for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. And it says, what I'm saying, it says, this is not to be understood literally. David means that his spirit will find refuge with God in times of trouble. Again, I'm going to go back. In our time of struggle, depending on how hard and how brutal and how the struggle hit us, is that our first approach, or do we complain first? We recognize the issue. It's like, you know, we give it. And I know that we say it's power of the mouth, but sometimes stuff can just hit us just to drop us to our knees. But we are not conditioned. We have not conditioned ourselves to say yet, yes, we have. sometimes it's cliche. Thank you, Lord, but we really don't mean it. Because our action shows how we go through it differently. Right? Let me see. And it says that in the time of trouble, like I said, God will hide us. But sometimes, not sometimes, I'm going to say this because this is what I believe, and everybody here their own belief, but this is something that I want to share that with my belief, is that I believe that he will hide us for a temporary time in order for us to grasp ourselves. Because again, like I said, things come up and hit us, and we may not react. Our first reaction sometimes is not always, you know, victory. It's not always victory. But one thing I know it, knowingly and unknowingly, God will pull us into his bosom. Sometimes we go on our own, and sometimes he just rescues us. And why am I saying that? It's because I experienced that in the last 6 months. Even though I was saying, you know, God, I trust you. Lord, I do trust you. But that thing hit me, and I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I didn't spend time, you know, seeking, you know, fasting to move my own self out the way to get clear understanding. I didn't go into the Word of God to search those things out. And out of my ignorance, he pulled me. He had to call my name in order for me to say, like, what is this? And tear down a lie that the enemy was riding my back. No, that's not the enemy. That's all your worries, all your struggles, everything that's what you're wrestling with in your sleep. So I had to call your name so you can say, huh? Because when he calls your name, you want to find out what it is that he's talking about. So then what do? He pushes you into the Word of God. He pushes you into prayer, inquiring, like, what is it? What was that? What was that? You know, what was that? Because if I never inquired, then I would believe the lie that the enemy was riding my back and that every day something crazy is going to happen because I didn't at that time get on my knees and say what it is. But when he called my name, I said, what is, yes, you know, like, what is it? Like, and I woke up like, he called my name. What's going on? Lord, what is it? You know, it puts your mind, it puts you back into, as we say, the normal Christianity of finding out, Lord, what is required of me? So out of our ignorance, sometimes when our struggles overtake us, if we don't go ourselves, because he is more than the world against us, again, here's this thing I got to go back. He will pull you out of the net that was secretly laid for you. He will come and rescue you. Because we have to think about it. Majority of the time, when we're not pushed up against the wall, we will say he is our refuge. He is our fortress. And him do we trust. And I believe by us always confessing that, and God knows our heart and know, you know, where we are spiritually, that when we find ourselves being overtaken, that he will come and snatch us out because we're not thinking like our clear selves. And I'm only talking about, I could talk about me. If you find yourself there, then, you know, it's just something that will help us. So basically, that's all I have. That's all I have. That's all I have at this time.